Only one person at Western Youth Institution has a reserved parking space, and it's not the warden. Smack dab outside the front door of the towering 16-story youth prison is a small sign. It reads, "Reserved for Millie Gordon." On windy days, Carlos Hernandez, who works at the prison, runs outside to help her in.
I mean, she's 84 years old.
So she won't fly away?
Yeah. When you meet her, you see what I'm talking about.
Millie's got this sort of air about her. Everyone knows her. In this towering building full of young offenders and strict rules, this little woman is a large presence.
That's right.
For 30 years, Millie Gordon's been working here in Western Youth's music room. And in all that time, she says she's never been scared of her students.
Some of them have done murder. Some of them have done rape, just any crime you can think of, somebody there has done it. And the best way to handle them is to treat them all like grandchildren.
Millie never asks the crimes her students committed. She says her secret to success is not judging them. That and the butterscotch candies don't hurt either.
Because Miss Gordon, like, when you finish a paper in her class, you get butterscotch, and everybody loves butterscotch.
Kasim Anderson is one of her students. He's in his 9th month of a sentence for breaking and entering. He plans to be out in July.
When you get the butterscotch, you have to say thank you. And you have to say it before you take 2 steps, or you do not get the candy. Nobody, like, although it is a lot of disrespectful people in this facility, nobody disrespects Miss Gordon.
Up on the right, down on the left.
That's
good.
Right.
Now keep going.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She'd always wanted a career in music. She already had 1 music degree and was studying at Juilliard when love tempted her away. She got married, had 4 kids, and music became a side item. Then 30 years ago, her husband left her, and not long after, she says she had a dream. And the way she tells the story, it sort of rolls off her tongue as if by muscle memory.
Well, I had a dream of young men reaching through prison bars.
And when she woke up, she remembered.
Someone had called me 2 years prior to this and asked me if I would be willing to start a part-time music program. And I called the next morning, and as soon as I said, "This is Millie Gordon," the man who had called me said, "Are you ready to start that music program?" And I said, "You mean in 2 years you haven't found anyone?" He said, "I guess we've been holding it for you."
Music in the state's prisons is usually limited to a choir, maybe a band. At Western Youth, Millie runs the choir, teaches music, and recruits senior citizen volunteers to teach other art classes like creative writing and drawing. She teaches 3 classes a day, about 10 people in each class, which lasts 3 months.
Okay.
This morning, it's a beginner's music class. On the chalkboard above several scribbled music notes, Millie has written her own note. You can, if you think you can.
We're going to have to dispense with class early, but I want to do this poem.
She's passing out a poem called "I Am Special." Amid snickers, the students take turns reading.
I'm beginning to see that God is special for a very special purpose. He must have a job for me that no one else can do.
She says they're actually lucky to be in prison.
Because I am special.
Now, guys, I really believe this, and that's what's kept me here all these 30 years, is that you guys are special, that God has chosen you. If you'd stayed out on the street, you might be dead now. And you know some of your friends are deceased.
Millie rarely hears from students once they get out. She's not allowed to contact them for a year, and by then they've usually gone on somewhere else.
But I turn them over to God and say, "He's your child. Now you know what to do."
We'll do verse 1.
I never thought in my youth when I was studying for a career in music that in my old age, in my 80th decade, I would be doing the work that I am doing behind bars. Thank you, Father.
Come on, shout it out.
I'm so glad Jesus lived in me.
For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Morganton.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing.